Hey, this is Leo for Actualized.org, and in this video, I'm going to talk about how to control anger. All right, so let's break into this, how to control anger. In this video, what we're going to talk about, in about 15 minutes, we're going to quickly cover a lot of stuff. So this is going to be a jam-packed session. We're going to talk about what anger is, the root causes of anger, ways to manage anger that are just covering up the root cause, and then how to actually get at the root cause to fix your anger problems more permanently. We're also going to talk about different techniques, practical techniques that you can use to control your anger, and also techniques for going deeper and introspecting and getting at that root cause that we're talking about. I'm going to give you some really powerful techniques here. If you just use them, I think they're going to help you quite a bit. So let's crack into it. First thing that I will tell you is, you know, this issue of anger, it's a little hard for me to relate to. Throughout my life, I don't know why it's been this way, but it's always been hard for me to get angry at stuff. Of course, I do get angry. I get frustrated, which is, frustration is a lower form of anger. I get irritated sometimes, but like really full out rage, anger, I don't really get that. And it's a little bit hard for me to relate to people that do, even though I do study a lot of this stuff, so I do understand it on a logical level. I don't really, I don't experience it myself emotionally. So ultimately, I want to ask you, because when I see people being angry, I see people in rage, like full on rage, having these episodes where they're just blowing up at other people, getting frustrated, yelling at them, getting into heated discussions, or flaming somebody on a message board, you know, whatever that is. When I see that, to me, it's like, whoa, what is going on there? That person is at such a low level of consciousness and self-control that to me, it's just disgusting. It's literally disgusting. And I'm disgusted when I see it. And I'm disgusted when I see it in myself, too, on those rare occasions. So, you know, what the hell are you angry about, honestly? What are you angry about? You need to wake up. Life is short. Life is beautiful. And you're a fucking loser if you're angry all the time and you're exploding at people. That's not a problem with the world. That's a problem with you. So let's get very clear on that. Someone who is in a high conscious state, someone who is living a charged life, someone who has emotional intelligence, does not get angered easily. Like, I will get angry when something extreme happens. Like, when my life is threatened. When, you know, when I have some severe catastrophe that might happen. When my family is threatened. Like, those are cases where, okay, if that happens, fine, get angry. But throughout your day, if you're driving in your car, I don't care how bad the traffic is, if something at work is not going quite well, or something's happening in your relationship, you should not be getting angry at those situations at all. Like, you should not be, your blood should not be boiling, you should never be yelling, you should never be so frustrated that you want to punch the wall. If that's happening to you, something is wrong there. Something is wrong with your psychology. You need to start to get that psychology dialed in. That's what we're going to talk about now. So, one quote that comes to mind from reading all this self-help material is, there was this quote, and I forget exactly which book it was from, but it went something like this analogy, which said that when you're angry at someone, it's kind of like going to the store and buying a bag of rat poison because you've got a rat infestation at home, coming home, and then consuming that poison yourself. What you don't realize, you think that when you're angry, you get to express yourself, and that somehow maybe that resolves the situation, somehow that releases your emotions, and all of a sudden things are lighter, better. But in fact, what you're doing is you're not helping yourself in any way. Deep down, psychologically, you're injuring yourself even more than the person that you're angry at. You're not going to have an amazing, successful life, happy, fulfilling life if you're angry. It's just not going to happen. It's impossible. So I really want to motivate you to start to go on a journey to discover what the root cause is. That's what, if you take away one thing from this video, it's that. That is the thing. You don't need a quick little technique for how to just control or relieve some anger. What you need is you need to go on a journey to discover what the source of it is. So Let's talk about what anger is as an emotion, because I bet that most people out there don't even realize what anger means as an emotional signal. So every emotion is actually a signal that your mind, your subconscious mind, is sending to your conscious mind. And these signals, you can learn to decipher the messages, because the messages are pretty simple if you just think about them, and you can gain more awareness around them, and then you can actually use and kind of use the anger to point you in the right direction. You can use the anger against itself, kind of like a ketoing the anger into something positive. And so what is anger? The reason that you become angry is because you perceive somebody else or some situation out there violating your standards or your model of reality. So you have a certain model of reality. You have a certain thought process and belief process about how reality should be. You have certain ideals. So maybe one of your ideals is being honest. Maybe another ideal of yours is performing work well. Maybe another ideal of yours is being very creative. Or maybe another ideal of yours is being humorous. And so what happens is that we all have these ideals. For each person, it's a little bit different. What happens is we have these ideals, and then when we see other people not fulfilling those ideals, which are ours, they might not be those person's ideals, then we get angry at it. For example, we see somebody lying, we catch someone in a lie, and we say, ah, you're lying, you shouldn't be doing that, you should be honoring honesty, and we get angry at that person. Even though, if we go and we do a search, we can find cases where we ourselves have done similar things in the past. Or it could be with, let's say, humor. I had one client at one time who was really into humor. And he loved to do comedy, he loved to do improv. And one of the things that was really high on his list of values is humor. And then one of the things that he really didn't like, what was interesting, is humorless people. And why is that? Well, because he has this value of humor, of joy, of funniness. And when he doesn't perceive it in others, then he doesn't like that. It rubs him the wrong way. And we're going to get into the deeper reasons of why that is in a second. So really, anger is about violation of standards. What I want you to start to realize, though, to get a little bit more awareness around this, is that your standards are your own. They are not necessarily the standards of another person. And so you have to start to understand that there is this distinction. And so when somebody else is not living up to your standard, you have to ask yourself, well, could they have a different value system than I do? And could I be okay with that? Could I be okay with somebody else having different values and not having to judge them for that? Because in the end, that's what you're doing, is you're judging, you're pointing the finger at someone and you're saying, ah, you did that. Ah, you did this. And you get upset at that. You know, someone cuts you off on the road and you get upset at that person. Why? Because you think that that's wrong. They should observe proper road etiquette. Yet, how many times in your life have you cut someone off? Maybe you cut someone off, you didn't even realize it. One of the easy, quick little technique that I'm going to give you right now to fight road rage is to get curious whenever something happens on the road to you. Just start to get inside the mind of the other person and ask yourself, what is actually going on there? So someone just cut me off. He's being an ass. He's not observing proper road etiquette. Okay. But then ask yourself the next question. You're just like, have I ever done that myself? Yes, maybe I don't do it all the time. Maybe I'm better than that person, but I probably have done it once or twice. Okay, what went on with me at that time that I did it? Was I in a rush because I had to get someone somewhere important really fast? Or did I have a sick baby in my car and I needed to get to the hospital? Or maybe there was an important report that was due at work or important business meeting? Or maybe I was just so upset because I just had a breakup with my relationship that I was driving and I was just being careless and I was being petty and being mean. You know, think about that and wonder that if that person is doing something that you think isn't right, they probably have some sort of justification for it. And just start to get curious about what that justification is. Even if it's wrong, even if they're wrong, just get curious. That will naturally get you shifted out of the outrage that you have into more of this kind of just wondering mindset. It'll give you more consciousness. It will reduce your anger. So that's a quick little technique for road rage. And you can use that for all forms of anger, really. Because anger is, the root of anger is the same no matter where it happens in your life, whether it's a relationship at work or on the road. All right, so the next technique that I'm going to give you is I want you to just allow yourself to be angry. The point here is that to get yourself out of anger permanently, you need to start to develop and raise your consciousness. The more consciousness you have, the more conscious awareness, the more you're going to be able to control your angry episodes. And what you got to start to do is just let yourself be angry. After watching this video, tomorrow, for the next week, try this. Just observe yourself the next time you're angry. Try to remember this video and try to remember this point that I'm making now. Is just be the watcher. Let your anger happen and watch it happen as though you were a third person observer. Like you were looking at yourself on a TV monitor or on a camera. And just let it play out. Don't try to control yourself. Don't try to judge yourself. Be angry. So go ahead and yell at that person at work. Go ahead and flick that guy off who cut you off on the road. You know, go ahead and yell at your spouse. Do it. But watch yourself. There's a big difference between doing that and not seeing yourself doing it, and doing it, and in the moment that you're doing it, to be watching yourself. Watch yourself throughout the whole episode and just notice what happens. What you're going to start to see is if you do that, if you're disciplined enough to do this, and you actually remember, you don't get triggered too much, you're going to see that as you're watching yourself, you're going to stop becoming angry. You cannot. It's almost impossible psychologically for you to be watching yourself doing something mean or hurtful or spiteful or outrageous or angry like that, yelling at someone, for example, while at the same time watching yourself. It's almost impossible because you're too high consciousness for that. That is pettiness. That only operates on a low consciousness level. So if you can raise your consciousness to the point where you're watching it, and you're just observing it, not judging it, just observing it, you're going to start to see that I don't need to yell at that person right now. You're going to start to see, you know what? That guy cut me off, but I don't need to flick him off. I don't need to even honk at him. You're going to start to notice that. Maybe someone said something mean to you, and you're going to say, you know what? I don't even need to respond. Just because you're watching yourself, you might start to respond, and then you'll notice yourself and it's like, oh, I'm just about to say something petty and nasty. And you see yourself and it's like, you know what? I don't really feel like saying that. I still might be a little bit upset. I might be hurt, but I don't need to respond in an angry way. Okay, the next technique I'm going to give you is, and I'm not going to go into the depth of this, but meditation. If you're an angry person, meditation might be the saving graces for you. Start to develop a habit of meditation. I'm not going to go into all the nitty-gritty of that. It's a little bit too much for one video. I have other videos that talk about the benefits of meditation, other videos that talk about the how to develop a meditation habit and make it stick. But all I'm going to say about meditation is that it calms your mind, it puts you into present moment, and it raises your conscious awareness. So develop a habit of meditating. I would say start with 20 minutes every single day, in the morning or in the evening. Be very consistent about it, and you will notice that it has a profound effect on how peaceful and calm you feel throughout your day, throughout your whole week. And that, of course, will diminish angry episodes in your life. It will reduce their severity, it will reduce the amount of them, and it will have many, many other benefits for you in the long run as well. So consider that. All right, after I gave you some practical techniques, because I want to give you some techniques to control your anger right now. But what I also want to talk about is the root of your anger. And the root of your anger is a disintegration of different parts within you. What you're doing when you're angry all the time is that you're denying something within yourself. You're repressing something. That's the core of it. And this is probably stemming from some sort of childhood trauma or maybe even adulthood trauma, some sort of events that have shaped your personality, have shaped your ego in such a way where now you feel like there's something within you that you need to repress. Because what you've done is you've set up these high moral standards. But at the same time, your subconscious mind also realizes how hard you have to fight to live up to those moral standards and that you're not perfect at them yourself. So when you see somebody else breaking those standards, you become extra critical because you want to shift the focus away from yourself. Now, this is a deep idea. Your ego, in fact, if you've never heard this idea before, your ego is not going to accept it. You're going to either gloss over this, you're going to ignore this, or you're going to say, no, that just doesn't apply to me. You're wrong. You need to do more introspection to understand really what's going on here. And this is, I'm telling you, this is factually what's happening, is that when you're getting angry at someone, the only reason you're getting angry is because there's a disowned part of you that you are really angry at. You have not integrated it. So for example, you might think that being honest is super, super important. And therefore, whenever you see dishonesty, you always call it out. You always get angry at that person. Yet, what are the areas in your life that you are dishonest in? Think about that. That is more of a subtle point than you are willing to admit right now. So maybe you're going to say, well, Leo, I'm actually a super, super honest guy. I'm honest all the time. I try so hard to be honest. I try to be more honest than everybody else I see out in the world. So I'm entitled to this. I'm entitled to be judgmental of people. Okay. But just that very struggle that you're going through is already telling us that there's a disintegration within you. Because you would not have to struggle so hard to be honest all the time if you were truly and naturally comfortable with being honest. So what's happening is that you're really forcing yourself into an unnatural, inauthentic state, and your body and your mind is rebelling against it, and therefore that is causing you to project your anger out into the world in situations where you see that, in situations that highlight your own disownment and your own disintegration. What you do is you focus on the other party, on the other person, because it's more comfortable for your ego to look for the problem out there in the world than admit that you have a problem inside. And anger is all about the inside. It's not about the world at all. It's not about the external world. It's all about the internal world. It's about the beliefs you have. It's about the self-image that you have. So that is where you have to work. Do that deep work to really get your anger controlled permanently. And this can be done. It takes work. It takes introspection. There are various techniques. I can't go into all of them now. Coaching is great for that. Therapy is great for that. Various awareness techniques. I would start you off with just being an observer. Go with that technique and do some meditation. Those two will have some big impact on the level of anger that you experience. All right? So that is it. I'm going to wrap it up there. That is how to control your anger in a nutshell. Hope you enjoyed it. Please like this. Please share it. Go ahead and subscribe because I'm releasing videos all the time, new videos on advanced personal development concepts like this, how to control your emotions, anger, and beyond, how to be successful in life. You cannot be successful in life. You cannot be happy in life when you're angry all the time. Not going to happen. All right, so go to actualize.org there, and you can sign up to my free newsletter. You're also going to get some amazing exclusive bonuses right now. I have an exclusive video series. It's over 90 minutes long. On how to bust through limiting beliefs. I also have a chance to win 2 hours of free coaching that I give away to my subscribers every month. So some awesome bonuses there, no strings attached. And of course, just follow along, because if you're interested in how to control your anger, you're also probably interested in other aspects of emotional intelligence. The broader topic here is emotional intelligence. And you're probably also interested in self-mastery. For me, to create the kind of amazing life that I want, to create the money situation that I want, the relationships that I want, the work situation that I want, to be out there just enjoying life, I need to understand the psychology of it. It's the psychology that's the key. That's why people are tripping up and having miserable lives and not getting the results they want. They don't understand the psychology of success. They don't, for example, understand what their anger is about, and so they're always angry. And so now, hopefully, you have a little bit of awareness around that, and you can do more work towards that. I'm releasing videos all the time, new content, in-depth stuff, exclusive stuff on the website, so you definitely want to sign up to be a part of that.